It appears that a three-week-long hunger strike in California prisons is over. Officials of the state's Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation say inmates have started eating again after some of their demands were met. Advocates for prisoners say they can't confirm the news. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, chief among the prisoners' demands was an end to long-term solitary confinement.
Cruz Gallego's brother was convicted of murder 26 years ago. He's in California's Pelican Bay State Prison near the Oregon border. Gallego says her brother has been in solitary confinement for 20 years.
They're supposed to rehabilitate him. That's not rehabilitation. It's not. It's inhumane. It's cruel. It's a punishment. He's already in prison. This is a prison within a prison.
Gallego's brother is being held in what is known as a secure housing unit, or the SHU. Prisoners are kept isolated in small cells 22 and a half hours a day. They're not allowed phone calls or human contact visits. Officials say the SHU is for the most violent criminals and identified prison gang members. For nearly a month, family members and prison rights advocates have been holding rallies like this one in downtown L.A. in support of the hunger strike. Dolores Canales' son, John, who is in jail for murder, has been in Pelican Bay SHU for 10 years.
You know, my son, he has not had any human contact whatsoever. He has not had a phone call.
Hundreds of prisoners have been refusing to eat since July 1st. At its peak, the hunger strike spread to more than a third of the state's facilities, with up to 6,600 prisoners participating. Terry Thornton, a spokeswoman for the state's prison, says officials are willing to meet some demands. Inmates will now get wool hats in cold weather, wall calendars, and some educational opportunities. And Thornton says officials will review gang management and isolation policies. She says currently someone is only put in the isolation unit after careful review.
An investigator has to take all the information, and it has to be from multiple sources. You can't just look at one tattoo and say, oh, that person is a gang member.
But advocates say the policies are arbitrary. Getting out is nearly impossible. They say prisoners must renounce gang activity and provide information about other members.
In the world of prison rules, to name names, essentially to quote-unquote snitch, is basically marking somebody for death. You don't do that.
Gloria Romero is a former state senator and authored several prison reform laws during her 12 years in the legislature. She says keeping prisoners in such severe isolation has done little to break up the state's violent gangs.
It's a failed policy. It doesn't work. It hasn't worked for well over a decade.
Prison officials disagree and point to recent indictments of gang members as proof. A spokeswoman for the prison says a review of isolation practices is underway and further changes will be seen in the coming months. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.